My amazing trip to Indiana by Cece. This is an interesting story with my mom, my sister, and me. My mom's boyfriend joined us later on our trip. Me and my sister were so excited to see the rest of our family. It was the night before we went to Indiana. I forgot my stuffed animals at my dad's house. I was scared. I thought we wouldn't be able to go. Then my mom called my dad. He said he would drop them off, but it was late, so he dropped them off and we were asleep. We had to get up at 4:45 in the morning. So we got up and all my stuffed animals were at my mom's house. I was happy. I said bye to my cat. Bye, kitties. I love you. I was sad. We went to the airport. When we got there, we had to go fast. We went to bag check-in, then we got our bags checked. Then we went to the restroom. We went to our gate. They said the flight to Texas is delayed 2 hours, and then they switched us to another direct flight to Indiana. And then we went to our other gate. I got scared when we took off. We were in the air. It was a 4 hour and 15 minutes. We met our grandma at the Chick-fil-A, and we had dinner there. Then we went to our grandma's house. It was a long drive. In the morning, we didn't have our suitcases. They were in Texas, so my mom went to the store and got clothes for us. We had to go to my great-grandma's celebration. She died. I got a bright orange dress, my sister got a blue dress, and we went to our cousin's aunt and uncle's house. We got out of the car, and I saw my aunt, and my uncle was still at work. They have a kitten who is a tabby and super playful. They have a dog named Boomer. He's really big but can knock someone over with his tail. He's super nice. We went back to our grandma's house. When we woke up in the morning, we had a little time before the celebration. We played with toys and then got ready, and the celebration was at Lake Michigan. It was a 1 hour drive, and we drove in our cousin's car. When we got there, we set up, and then our grandma got there. After that, everyone else got there, and we had food, and we started talking about her. And then we took some pictures with our cousins. Then we went into the lake. We went to our grandma's house. We got our suitcases, and then we started to go to the airport. But the story's not over yet. Our grandma picked us up, and our oldest cousin, Via. We said bye to our mom, but only for 3 days. We started to go to the waterfall that we go to every time. We ate mac and cheese and chicken, then we went to swim in the waterfall. There are all these stairs that led down to the waterfall, and we went back up them. In the morning, we had to go to our grandma's house. There are these stairs that led down to go to the waterfall, and we went back up them. In the morning, we had to go to our grandma's house. The next morning, we ate breakfast, then we went in the pool/spa, and then we went to the airport, got on a plane, and went home.